As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. There's nothing sweeter than baking cookies during the holidays. With Prime, I get all my ingredients delivered right to my door, fast and free, no last-minute store trips needed. And of course, I blast my favorite holiday playlist on Amazon Music. It's the ultimate soundtrack for creating unforgettable memories. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
Showtime!
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Touchdown! Justin Jefferson!
The Rich Eisen Show.
Cousins looking to throw. On it, picked off!
I do need to play better. I don't think that's a mystery. I think the last few weeks, I would say, you know, I need to play better.
Earlier on the show, Pro Football Hall of Famer Brian Dawkins, host of the Greenlight Podcast, Chris Long. Coming up, Lions running back Jahmyr Gibbs. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That's right. One of the best running backs in the game, Jahmyr Gibbs, for a Detroit Lions team that has a lot of their fan base concerned over how banged up they are, over how injured they are. Jahmyr Gibbs is going to join us. Perfect guy, perfectly timed to join the program, certainly since the coach and his message to the team is front and center, the way that Dan Campbell has said it from the podium on Monday on his radio appearance locally on Tuesday. Next man up. Nobody's playing a small or large violin for us. It's an opportunity to not only take advantage of playing time for those who might not normally get it or thought they would. It's an opportunity for everybody in Detroit to prove people wrong. Chip on the shoulder for a 12-win team. That's the way it's being cast by Dan Campbell. How is that message being received? We will ask one of their best, Jahmyr Gibbs, when he joined us in about 18 minutes time right here on the Rich Eisen Show. It's an overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. We're going to get to that in a second. But didn't think we'd be back to this. Last time we did this, I think, was two Januaries ago. The Patrick Mahomes ankle watch. And we are experts at ankle watches. That's part of what, you know, our Rich Eisen Show world is. That's what
we know. Ankles.
We know ankles.
Wrist.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow's wrist. Trey Lance's ankle. Yeah.
Yep.
You remember?
Oh, Trey Lance.
Remember we got him coming on set for the Super Bowl.
Right.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah. But the original ankle watch for RE Consulting was Mahomes with that ankle sprain leading to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. We were on it. So we know how to cover ankles and high ankle sprains, certainly when it's Mahomes's, right?
Listen. It's not a game over here, Rich.
Or we've just got editing equipment and we can just pull the soundbite from Patrick Mahomes today talking about it.
Yeah, that too.
We've got that.
Sure.
Hit it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's done good with the treatment and the work that we've gotten in. I mean, obviously it's a short amount of time, but I thought we had a good day yesterday and we had good work after the game as well.
It's a shorter week than normal. Is it your intention to try and push to play on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I think that you have to. That's the reason you play this game is to push to play. So I'll get to work in practice and try to push it to see where I can get to. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to put our team in a bad position. So if I feel like I can play and go out there and win a football game, I'll play. And if I don't feel like that's the best case scenario, I'll let guys like Carson play. I mean, he's a guy that's won in this league as well. So it's just about pushing it this week, seeing where I'm at, and making the best decision then.
There you have it. Now, unfortunately, I don't think we have the shot of him walking up to the podium and off it. That would be important.
We need that.
That would be important visual for us.
We need that evidence.
We can't determine the extent of his injury without.
We've been through this before, man.
We're experts.
I don't know what's with this guy's ankle joints or whatever's going on, but it's just. Not only do I think he's going to play, what do we set the line of number of first downs he runs for in this game?
Dude, whatever his rushing prop is,
1.5,
take the over.
Why is he even playing?
Now that's a question. That's a good one.
I've said that yesterday. Like,
well, can we wait a minute before we get into this?
Is this an overreaction Monday subject matter?
Let's just wait a second.
Fine.
Okay.
Let's go to something else.
All right. But that's the question here. Huh. You know, and I'll just say this, not to completely cannibalize what you're about to say, but I know you're staring daggers at me. I don't want to.
I mean, we can literally just roll animation and have this conversation.
No, I know that, but I just want to say this. They do have the luxury of having a 2-game lead in conference. You know, TJ Watt, the Steelers have the luxury of already clinching a playoff spot, but this would be the difference between them having to go on the road or being home, winning the division or not. Telling the Steelers not today, telling the Ravens not today, sweeping the Ravens, winning the division. So if TJ Watt can go, you're going to push it. Does Mahomes have to do it? I mean, they have a 2-game cushion on the Bills. The issue is the Bills have 2 against the Patriots and 1 against the Jets. So
Jets are on fire right now.
Okay, very good. Good one. I know. Hey, Jacksonville. It's Davante Adams. You might have heard of him. He's got his own Taco Bell in the house. Might want to cover him. But, I mean, the Chiefs have got a big one at Pittsburgh. You know, they can use this time off for him. But again, what did you say? Whatever the prop is,
over hammer
for rushing yards, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We've seen this movie before, which is what I keep saying to everybody about the switch is not going to get flipped. We've seen the movie before.
That's why people think it's not a real injury.
Oh, stop it. Come on.
Again, I'm not saying that. Oh. People on Twitter are saying that.
Oh, well, let's keep quoting people on Twitter.
People on Twitter
let's do that.
Interesting things.
Oh, yeah. Please.
Again, I'm not saying that.
Let's, all right, let's get to it now, sir. Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. Hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
All right. Didn't take the bait. What's up, Chris?
Hey, everybody good?
We're good.
Oh, you're
good. Yeah, I'm good.
Mike, your hair looks great.
Thank you. I cut it.
The Chiefs should sit Mahomes until the playoffs. Like, what is the point of playing?
Stop.
There is no point in playing.
Absolutely.
Make sure he's 100%.
Well, I mean, until the playoffs, dude. That's a month for them.
So?
First of all, you want the bye. And you got to win to get the bye. And what Carson Wentz is going to fill the role of Nick Foles? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So he's the Carson Wentz, and Carson Wentz is the Nick Foles of this situation.
Except that when the playoffs start.
No, sir.
So Carson Wentz, in this case, Patrick Mahomes, will be back and playing and be 100% healthy.
Oh, my God. We're already going to have
Why risk it?
The rust versus ready situation about coming off a bye and there, you know. All
you really think Patrick
Mahomes is
suddenly going to forget how to play football in a
month?
We're
going to have that, sir. If you want to front, it has nothing to do with that. It does matter to actually have some sort of rhythm going in.
they haven't really been in rhythm all season, and it's been fine.
Believe it or not, if somehow the Buffalo Bills step on their own Johnson, and I don't mean Taron, the Chiefs with a win and a Bills loss would clinch the one seed, you know. So the Bills are, I don't think the Bills are losing the rest of the way. So you just got to start ticking weeks off the calendar. You can afford to lose 1 week off the calendar. I would counsel them to just sit Mahomes this week. Let him do his stim and his ice and his, you know, let's do the rice. The rest, ice, compression, elevation. Let's get the rest in more while you're icing everything else.
Get Mr. Miyagi in there. Okay. To rub it out.
Yeah. And yeah, you know, all of the stuff that caused him to be just fine for his first of the back-to-back Super Bowl wins, that let's just get that done. Then you show up in Pittsburgh. You got 10, 12 days of rest. And then if you somehow, some way, then you win these games, then the Bills can't get you. Then you can sit him against Denver and have another week off.
But here's the thing.
But you've got it. You can't just sit him for the next month, Chris. But
why? Because literally, even if they lose home field advantage, they just proved last year it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but this year maybe it does. That's your point, too. That's what everyone else's point. And I would think Andy Reid deep down knows that, too. Let's get everyone through Arrowhead. By the way, it's also a big thing to sit him in the final Arrowhead regular season game of the year, too. Just clinch that bye, then you can consider it. But until then, maybe you just, this week, Carson Wentz it against Houston, then you get him out there against Pittsburgh. Plus, Netflix would appreciate it.
Don't play him at all.
What else, Chris?
All right, last night, watching Minnesota, and we've been talking about it. Look, let's just come out and say it. The Vikings are going to win the NFC North.
That's a total overreaction. Come on now, dude. Come on now. They're playing extremely well. They look terrific. I mean, what, are you just going to walk into Seattle and win that one? I know Seattle, by the way, is 3-5 at home this year. Stat that Tirico mentioned going out the door of the broadcast on Sunday night. But just like they're going to win the NFC North, like the Lions are totally going to blow up.
I think this is the least talked about 12-2 team in NFL history.
Well, we did lead the first 12 minutes of our show with them.
And that was 12 more minutes than they've gotten this whole year.
I would disagree with that. You know, I'll just push back and say this thing is not a closed issue by any stretch of the imagination at all. The Vikings also have the Packers before they play the Lions. Seattle, Green Bay, Detroit. If they win the division and win the conference, it would be truly one of the greatest stories we've seen regular season in a very long time.
It really would be.
And Kevin O'Connell would deserve Coach of the Year. And I know they're not giving out, they refuse to have comeback player of the year given to somebody who's coming back from the bench, right? Or lack of opportunities.
Not anymore.
Got it.
Yeah, Joe Burrow kind of has that wrapped
Otherwise,
up now.
You know, Sam Darnold would have that thing wrapped up if it was like the way they gave it to Joe Flacco and Geno Smith, okay?
Yeah.
So, give him that flower. And while we're giving out flowers, one more. Marty Fish came on this program after winning in Tahoe.
Yeah.
Okay? And he's a diehard Vikings fan. Do you know in his win-loss game what he had the record for the Minnesota Vikings right now? 12-2.
He was right as well.
He had them losing at Green Bay in Week 4 and at Jacksonville in Week 10, but had them winning 12 games around it.
Wow.
He has them losing two of the final three to finish 13-4. He has them losing in Seattle, beating Green Bay at home, and then losing at the Lions. Which could happen.
Yeah.
13-4 he had. But he had him at this point. He got the two wrong, but he's gotten 12 right overall. Well done, Marty
Fish. Nick Swartzen is touting himself on. All right. Here we go. We talked about this earlier, Rich. Michael Penix is going to be the Falcons starting quarterback week one next year.
I don't think that's an overreaction right now. I think you could make this case right now. Yeah. I mean, but right now, to switch to a rookie quarterback with three weeks to go.
They should have done it a couple weeks ago, but if they were going to do it.
I don't think this is an overreaction right now, Chris. Obviously, it would take some maneuvering, caps and personalities and egos, things of that nature.
The teams are eating money these days. It's not a big deal to just sit them.
I don't think that's an overreaction.
Moving on, love what I saw out of this team in SoFi over the weekend. The Bucks are winning at least one playoff game.
Oh, man, that means they would beat the Packers in the playoffs at home. Fire the cannons. I don't think there's that's out of the realm of possibility, but that's a...
Offense is nice.
I know.
Great two-headed monster at running back. Mike Evans is going to have 1,000 yards again.
I think it's entirely possible, but to sit here and say that's definitely happening right now is an overreaction. An overreaction, I would think. Keep going, sir. What else you got?
I don't care what the Bengals' record is, guys. Joe Burrow is going to be an MVP finalist.
All right, let's sound it out. Josh Allen, Saquon Barkley, Lamar Jackson.
Those are your top three.
Those are three
odds. Yeah.
Hold on.
Odds.
Let's keep going here. I mean, if Derrick Henry finishes strong, you might have to consider throwing him in that mix. Correct?
No.
Come on. If he finishes strong, you got to consider that. You throw Jalen Hurts in that mix. Help me out here, TJ. You can chime in. Let's look down the list here.
Jared Goff,
right? Okay. Let's give Goff in there as four. Would you really take an under 500 guy just because he's got 40 touchdowns?
And almost 5,000 yards?
I got it. No, I understand what you're saying. It's possible. I can't call that an overreaction.
The numbers are there.
Right now. No, his numbers are definitely MVP worthy. It's just the record isn't.
Yeah, he leads the league in yards, touchdowns.
No, I'm with you.
You know, up there in passer rating.
The fact that Saquon Barkley isn't a shoo-in for offensive player of the year is tipping the cap in Jamar Chase's direction, don't you think?
I mean, Joe Burrow can't play defense. I mean, he's doing everything he can.
That's very Giselle of you right there. That was very Giselle.
I don't know why you keep saying that to me when I point out these
things. Your quarterback can't just throw it and play defense.
Yeah, line. Remember that?
No, I know I understand, but... She was talking about Wes Welker catching the ball, which he clearly dropped.
Obviously, I'm. It's apples and oranges. It's the same. It's a different pew in the same church, is what I'm saying.
No Sam Darnold love.
Oh, you can throw him in that mix too. Sure.
All right.
But if there's a final spot, would you give it to Darnold over Burrow? You might have to, sir.
Tough to have a guy with 5,000 yards and 40 something touchdowns not in the MVP not in top five.
But excellent food for thought.
Okay.
I will say that's not an overreaction.
All right. All right, last one before we get to Jahmyr Gibbs. At least one road team in the college football playoff is going to win this weekend.
Oh, I don't think that's an overreaction at all. I don't think that's an overreaction at all. And I'll even call my shot. It rhymes with Schmenesse.
Oh. Oh, well, you're axe grinding.
Oh, you are 1,000,000% spot on there. Guilty as charged, sir. Schmenesse. I volunteer.
Hey now.
For being guilty as charged. Oh, yeah. I'm into all manners. As I mentioned on game day morning, they should have a huge flag and then just plant it right on their sideline and say, that's going there today. Stop me. And I am all going to get me some burnt orange material. And, you know, I'm all about the orange and the wine. I might... You know, even get some Purina dog food. Anything with a checkerboard, I'll play checkers.
Checkerboard.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Schmenesse is that team. Oh, my God. My God. The unexpected can happen at any time. You need to think about things like life insurance in advance, and Ethos makes it easy as 1, 2, 3. Just choose your coverage, apply in minutes, get covered in real time, no medical exam, just answer a few simple health questions, and you're on your way with up to $2 million of term life protection. With policies starting as low as $2 a day, Ethos is approving over 2,000 families a day for life insurance protection, all online and hassle-free. Get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's tryethos.com. When we come back, the one and only Jahmyr Gibbs, who I could not get in fantasy because he was chosen before I could take him. That's next. As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge. So you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle? You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better, because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part, or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let's talk Game Time, people, and the holiday season. Game Time's all about togetherness. And isn't the holiday season all about that, too? The answer is yes. This means when you bring people together at live events, the experience is that much better, and it's the perfect gift. And Game Time has this new feature called Game Time Picks. It makes getting tickets for live events even easier. I love using Game Time Picks because it filters out all the fluff, shows you only the incredible deals you want on the great seats you need, so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. And then there's that all-in pricing feature I love. You see your total up front. There's no surprise fees at checkout. The price that they tell you is the price that you're going to buy. It's unbelievable. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku Sports Channel. Our radio audience will join in a couple minutes' time, but let's get right to him. He's one of the best in his craft in the National Football League for the 12-win Detroit Lions, courtesy of Victory Performance Insoles right now. Jahmyr Gibbs joining us on the program. How you doing, Jahmyr?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm better for seeing you. That's an applause line. I would agree. It's an applause line. So I've always wanted to ask you this question. It was a surprise to so many on draft night when the Lions took you. Did you have any sense that the Lions were going to draft you, Jahmyr Gibbs, back in the day?
No, I had no idea.
None?
No, I did not.
Did you go in for a top 30 visit? Did you chit-chat with them before the draft?
Yeah, I went on them, but you know, when you go on them, you can't really tell who's gonna get you because they all like you. So I mean, I'm just waiting.
So when did you get a sense that they were gonna draft you? When your phone rang? Is that basically it?
Yeah, I rang my phone and said Detroit. I was like, oh shit.
Meaning what? Like you were surprised, right?
I was surprised. I was like, oh, because I was expecting like, you know, going to 20s because, you know, my position, but yeah.
Are you aware that they beat many teams to the punch, Jahmyr?
No, I didn't know because I didn't really watch a lot of NFL. So,
what do you mean you weren't watching a lot of NFL? What are you talking about?
I just didn't watch it. I was more of a college football. It's more exciting, I think.
Okay.
More big press.
Well, you know, you not watching the NFL affects my bottom line, Jahmyr. I'm just letting you know, just for future reference. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, in all seriousness, though, I mean, so many people were stunned by it. So you did not know until your phone rang on draft night, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Pretty amazing. Jahmyr Gibbs here on the Rich Eisen Show from the Detroit Lions, getting set to try and rebound from what just happened against the Buffalo Bills, taking on this coming week the Chicago Bears, who just played last night against the Minnesota Vikings, courtesy of Victory Performance Insoles right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Just right out of the gate, how is Knuckles doing, Jahmyr?
I haven't talked to him today. Talked to him yesterday. I mean, he was good. He wished me the best, and yeah, I mean, you know, that was a big loss, you know, for me, you know, and the team. So I'm most definitely going to be playing for him, and, you know, and the rest of the guys.
Walk me through your relationship with him. Obviously, you know, we watched you compliment each other in such a way, and, you know, get along so well with him in such a way. I loved how Sonic and Knuckles, the actual mascots, were behind you when you walked into work a couple of weeks ago. But here you are, a rookie. He's a veteran. He's getting a shot in Detroit, and then you walk in the door. But it seems like the two of you guys are absolutely like this. Walk me through your relationship with David Montgomery, Jameer.
That's my brother. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. I mean, as soon as I walked in, you know, to the building, you know, it was love. So, I mean, he's done nothing but help me. It's funny because, like, we have the same personality. Like, it's hilarious. It's like I'm just, like, talking to myself all the time. You know, he's funny. He's funny.
Well, what personality is that you're alike?
Just, you know, goofy, always, you know, playing around. But, you know, when it's time to be serious, we can be serious. So, I mean, we always joke around with everybody and with each other, so...
Okay. And so now, obviously, you're there to support him. Do you think, will he still be around the team over the next couple of weeks here, Jameer? Obviously, rubber's meeting the road here at the end of the year.
Yeah, I think so. I'm pretty sure. I mean, I don't know how that you know, works out, but or what he has to do. But, I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, if it's his, you know, choice, I think he'll more than happy to be around the team. So,
and this team at 12-2, clearly the future is bright. It's right there in front of you. The general sense is that this team has suffered an inordinate amount of injuries and potentially could crimp your ability to complete the mission. What's your response to that narrative that is going around the NFL media right now, Jameer Gibbs?
Yeah, I think Danar says, I mean, we're going to write our own narrative. And, you know, it's been like this the whole season. I mean, we've had, you know, a bunch of people out, and we always found a way to win. But we, you know, we came up short this week. But, you know, I think, you know, we needed that so we didn't get, you know, too complacent. Yeah, I think we need to get punched in the mouth a little bit before, you know, playoff starts.
Yeah, I mean, Dan Campbell said that what happened on Sunday is actually going to turn out to be a positive. Do you believe that, Jameer?
Yeah, I do. And it's funny, I told Saint this, Amon-Ra. I told him 2 weeks ago, I said the same thing. I was like, maybe we need to, you know, lose another one. But I didn't really want to lose. I'm glad we lost, you know, to the Bills and not to, like, the Bears or, like, the Vikings or anything like that. So.
Well, you know, the Bears, you have an opportunity to bounce back against them coming up. But you're saying, yeah. So what do you think you gleaned from getting hit in the mouth in that regard by the Bills?
I just think we just got that, like how we felt against, you know, Tampa Bay, you know, went to, I mean, we hated it. We hate losing. So I think now, you know, losing, you know, this late in the season, we know that we can't, you know, we can't lose another one. So I think everybody's going to.
Well, we've heard what your coach has said from the podium and in his radio show today. What has Dan Campbell said to you, gathered together since Sunday? The message moving forward from your coach is what?
Yeah, I mean, so the last time I seen him on Sunday, so after the game was, he said he was proud of us. You know how we fought back and you know never gave up because you know. It could have been, I mean, it could be easy just, you know, laid down to a team like that, you know, that's up 17. But, yeah, he was just proud of us and that we're going to find a way to bounce back like we always do. So,
any similarities between Dan Campbell and Nick Saban, Jameer Gibbs?
Yeah, I mean, that they care about their players and, you know, there's overall great coaches, but other than that, nah, they're completely different.
How are they different then?
I mean, actually, no, they're kind of the same. So they, like, they're serious, but they'll also, you know, joke around with you. And, you know, they don't take laziness. They want, you know, 100% effort on, you know, every play or whatever you're doing. Yeah, I mean, they're the same off camera and on camera. So,
all right. Well, before I let you go, I know your time is limited here. Victory, performance in Souls. What are they? What do you want people to know about them, Jameer?
They're just a great product. When I wear them, I mean, you can really see the difference. You know, like the speed and the force you put to the ground. You know, it just feels overall just feel way more explosive. Just certain cuts I make that I make like when like in regular insoles don't feel the same. So I think having victory insoles is really good advantage. So
okay, so I run the 40-yard dash.
Yeah, I was just gonna ask about that,
Jameer. I've never once run them in insoles.
I think you should try them out.
Well, I mean, how much faster do you think these insoles can make me? What do you think?
What was your last 40? What was the time?
It was
okay. All right. Be honest.
I'll be honest. As you could see the graphic on the screen, it is in fact my running style, and it is me running in a suit, which is what I do. I run in a suit and tie. Yeah. Okay, Jameer. Yeah. Okay, you could see it on the mug too. I mean, I'm proud of it. 6.22 seconds is what I ran.
That's not
it.
Bad.
I'm 55 years old too, Jameer.
Yeah.
You know what
that's
I mean?
Not bad.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you can get down to, says 6.25.
6.22 was what it was.
Yeah. I think you can get to 6.18.
Okay.
1 second.
Oh, so okay, you can I can shave at least close to a tenth of a second off. Well, all right.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm going to definitely go to vktry.com and check out the product. Certainly, since I see what it does for you.
Yeah, go do that.
I will do that. Okay, very good. Before I let you go, I've asked this question of everybody that's played for Nick Saban. Quite frankly, everybody. Tua, Mac Jones. I asked it of Jalen Milroe just a couple of weeks ago. Just, some old school guy. Jalen Hurts, I've asked it to. What is the most upset you've ever made Nick Saban? Jameer Gibbs, the most upset you've ever made Nick Saban?
I don't really do anything. He never yelled at me.
Oh, ever.
Whoa.
Nah,
let me tell you something. Jameer Gibbs, I have asked this question again of how many people have I asked it? It's now he's like maybe
10,
a
maybe?
Dozen. You might be a dozen now. Not a single one has ever said, he never got angry at me. I never made him upset, and he was never angry at me. You never once. That was never once.
Never once.
Dang.
Okay.
That's awesome.
God bless you. Well, I mean, you keep doing, you be you, Jameer Gibbs. You keep doing that.
I got you. Appreciate
it. Thanks for the time. Let's do this again real soon.
Of course.
You got it. That's Jameer Gibbs, everybody, of the Detroit Lions. Knuckles is going to be fine, and so are the Lions in his mind. So at least what Dan Campbell's saying to the face front, he's already said to the team literally on Sunday.
Yep.
So. If we had more time, I would ask him if he ever had the moldy bread. Is that what Dan Campbell was saying? Got to remember when you ate the moldy bread, right? The mold bread.
Man, some people got to eat moldy bread. Some people got to eat raccoon.
One of my favorites is squirrel.
Delicious. See, thank you.
I can't believe we have that.
You
got to
hit the
drop,
delicious
man.
One. Seriously.
That's delicious. Seriously.
He's got it's marvelous, it's delicious, it's the lovely, it's squirrel.
It's marvelous.
Thank you.
I think it was Bomani yesterday. It was like, every once in a while, Jerry Jones really reminds us that he grew up in Arkansas.
Yes, he did.
Factual.
Before he bought the Cowboys.
It's marvelous.
The most expensive franchise in the world.
Very funny.
Woof. Let's go to Pete in Richmond, Virginia. What's up, Pete?
What's up, gentlemen? How are y'all? Happy holidays.
What's going on?
Pete.
What's
and
up,
brother?
Nothing much. Just real quick, two things real quick. I am genuinely curious as to if the Minnesota Vikings are in trouble, i.e. what are they going to do with J.J. McCarthy after the years Sam Darnold is having? And two, Rich, hold on, man. Time out. Don't doubt my Bucks. Don't doubt my Bucks. We're going to win two playoff games.
Oh, my goodness.
That offense is too potent.
Pete,
offense is
Pete,
nice.
Pete, you're saying the Buccaneers are going to the NFC Championship game. Is that what you're saying right now?
Now we're talking. Come on, Pete.
I have a distinct feeling that they are.
Well, again, it's not that I doubt you guys. The construct in which I was asked is overreaction Monday on a Tuesday. But Chris said they're definitely winning a playoff game. And the Green Bay Packers coming into their building or potentially a 13-14 win Vikings or Lions team coming into their building to start would be my pushback of saying, oh, absolutely, they're winning a playoff game. I can't sit here and say that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's not doubt. It's just, you know.
No, I get it, but maybe you could then say that my reaction to your reaction to his overreaction is a double overreaction. Squared.
I don't know what the hell you just said, Pete, but I think it's worthy of applause. Thanks, Pete.
You guys have a great holiday, man.
You're
talk
back
to you
at
holiday.
You.
That's see you, Pete. Yeah, and then Tampa would have to go into Philly
so
and beat the Eagles.
I'd love to rack that back. Rack him. Rack him back.
Re-rack.
Rock me Amadeus. I think I followed what he was saying.
It's like a negative times a negative equals a positive.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Again, I by the way, I walked past Cooper's algebra book today. I am so glad I'm out of that business.
Oh, no, that's not fun.
Eighth grade algebra. What are we doing to our children?
No, I was math and me never
my God.
Nope, got along.
Calculus.
And beat Green Bay at home, then go to Philly and win. That gets them to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, they have to seemingly win on the road after winning at home against one of the top two seeds, we're assuming.
They have history beating the Eagles in the playoffs.
Never know. Or you're the four seed, and then suddenly because the Vikings and the Packers win their, or I guess the Packers and the Commanders win their games, then suddenly you're hosting a division round game. That seven seed, wacky things can happen.
NFC playoffs are going to be nuts.
Let's just talk about my guy, J.J. McCarthy, for a second. It's not like he's Penix. And by that, I mean two things. One, he's not 24 years old. He's 21. And two, he's a national champion. Listen, that wasn't a shot at Penix. It's just me talking with my chest because JJ allowed me to do that for two of the 4 years in which I've now been talking with my chest. Well, three plus. I'm in the midst of my fourth. So when I'm saying that, I'm saying there is runway for the Vikings to sign Darnold to a Baker type deal and turn McCarthy into Jordan Love. I don't know if that's what McCarthy had in mind when the Vikings went up to go get him. Don't forget, the Packers did trade up to go get Love. So there is history within this division for such a thing to happen. And in the same way that, well, the only difference here is, you know, the Packers were just getting ready for the next iteration at quarterback in the same way the Falcons were doing somewhat with Penix for their veteran. Prior to both veterans, by the way, one veteran then blew out his Achilles. This one was after the other one was repaired from one. But be that as it may, this one would just be created a situation they didn't see coming because Darnold took Kevin O'Connell at his word of saying, hey, this is an opportunity for you to take us to the playoffs and see what happens. And he's got 12 wins going into week 16. Crazier things have happened. I think they can have their cake and eat it. Or tell Darnold this was one and done no matter what. See ya. I don't know if you could take a risk like that as much as I love McCarthy, too. I mean.
Yeah, you're just going to hand it over to this guy after he hasn't played? And off of a knee injury?
Yeah, that
seems unlikely, man.
I mean, Darnold has...
Sam's played his cards very well.
Darnold has played so well that the Vikings have to stop in his tracks at this point in time when it's time to stop in their tracks. Right now, that ain't it.
They've got a generationally gifted wide receiver. You can't waste any of Jefferson's prime years.
Because for a rookie that's going to be struggling? Because that's usually what does happen, yeah. Even though McCarthy can have a 2025 similar to Jaden Daniels in 2024.
Perhaps. But coming off of the injury, I would say it seems like guys a year after that injury, when they had that full year, in which J.J. will, but he didn't play.
Stroud in 2023?
I think the knee injury has now kind of forced Minnesota to put McCarthy on the love plan.
Dude, I don't know about that. It's a repaired meniscus. I mean, it's not like he had it. It's not like his entire knee blew up.
Yeah, not and like
that. Why can't he play better than Penix? Why can't he play better than Penix? And why can't he play better than Stroud? He beat them both in college.
You're trolling aside.
It's nothing.
I'm trolling. These are called facts.
A repaired meniscus fast. That was so bad he had to miss the whole year.
I know. I get it. So, but excuse me. Trolling aside. Facts. A. B. I have not thrown this out saying you've got to go with McCarthy. I absolutely not. But Darnold can hit it in the same way anybody else who's hitting the free agent market can hit it off of a season like this.
Darnold's made himself a lot of money.
And he could make even more if he takes the Vikings further. That's for sure. That is for sure. But an interesting food for thought.
Kudos to Kevin O'Connell and everyone who believed in him.
Sorry?
Kudos to O'Connell and everyone who's been believing in Darnold.
How many victory laps can Jordan Palmer take on this show?
He's probably still doing it right now.
Oh, he's direct messaging me every now and then.
I think he's outside. Wait, is he outside running around?
Somebody was tapping on the glass earlier.
You are your family's biggest supporter, so make sure they're protected today with affordable online life insurance through Ethos. Up to $2 million of same-day term life insurance coverage in as little as 10 minutes for as little as $2 a day. It's 100% online, and there's no med exams, only a few online health questions. The mortgage, kids' education, and other costs could all be covered through Ethos. Straightforward protection for the people who matter most. Get a free quote at tryethos.com. That's TryEthos.com. Gentlemen, what do I like more than most around here?
Being right.
And?
Money?
Being heard.
Oh.
Sometimes in that order. As you know, people in our business, it's flipped. Sean McVay was asked about Aaron Donald yesterday.
Oh.
We'll discuss that when we come back here on The Rich Eisen Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales happen. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skins uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood1 to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/Westwood1.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
Egel, everybody says weird. It is ruined my proposal story.
How Jason proposed and she was like, he brought in a bunch of bagels. I was like, I have to stop this. I will punch you in the throat if you ever tell this story again and call it a bagel.
Let me tell you, now when I tell the story, I go, he went and got breakfast.
There you go.
Bagels.
Yeah.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Mike Del Tufo is standing at a microphone that's about, I'd say, 20 feet away.
Yep.
Looking right at Mr. Wonderful of Kevin O'Leary of Shark Tank. Go for it, Mike Del Tufo.
What happens if, like, something happens to me
and 2,500 miles away, my family's there, and they don't know, I could be sitting in the apartment alone, dead for days. So I came up with an idea for an app called Just In Case that would be basically you download it, and you could check in with this app, and other people could see that, A, you're alive still. You could basically be tracked with it.
Just to get the whole story before I completely eviscerate you.
Go ahead.
How would you make money doing this?
A subscription per month.
People are going to pay per month.
99 cents per month. Very cheap.
If your mom calls you for 2 days and doesn't get an answer, she's probably going to call the super and say, go check on his corpse. Like, think about it. They don't need 99 cents a month for that.
In theory, wouldn't you want, if it's something that you don't have to do,
Mike,
other people can check in?
When you're dead, you're dead. Like, who cares?
How does the app know you're dead?
The app doesn't know you're dead.
You have to tell it you're not dead.
The app would tell you that you're not checking in. Every time you unlock your phone, it would ping, and you put people on a list that know that if, like, your mother's in Florida, she could be sitting in the house. You know that at least she's checked in on her phone. If you're their kid, you don't have to talk to him on the phone. You don't have to call him. And if it's a kid, kid.
Why, if you think you're, if you're worried if your mother's dead, why don't you call her?
Well, mother, Mike. People don't call their mother and father. Live 2,500 miles
Mom,
away every day.
I just want to make sure you're not dead. Like, are you kidding? You should call your mother every day.
No. I'm talking about, like, all day. You don't know.
Oh, you want to know the exact moment your mother
died. Yeah, you can check in. You know that they've actually... Exactly.
One of our best, finest moments in the history of this 10-plus years of our show. That's it right there. Right there. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. So back in May, we had my friend Les Snead on this program. I'm going to go there. And I asked him about, was he surprised about Aaron Donald stepping away? And we got on the subject matter of 99. And this was the exchange in question.
I believe he did mention to Sean after the playoff loss to Detroit that was probably it. Now, we were, you know, all football players think about that moment. Now it's time to, right, take a little time away and figure out, okay, is it time to say goodbye? And I do know at some point into the offseason, he did sit with Sean and say, you know what? My cup is full, basically. I've had enough. I've had a fulfilling career, and it is time to step off stage.
Did you attempt to spill anything out of the cup and say, well, wait a minute, we think there's a little bit more to the cup? Or give him a larger cup? Did you ever?
You know, I did. Here's what I did do. I did mention to Aaron that let's call it going back to our Super Bowl run, that there was a player by the name of Eric Weddle who kind of, you know, set the year somewhat retired, and we jumped in the playoffs and we signed him to the practice squad. And we standard elevated him for four straight games to a Super Bowl championship. So I did mention if we happen to get to the playoffs again, maybe we'll circle back and see, you know, if the cup's not quite filled.
Really? Okay. So
but that's just rumor. I doubt Aaron's going to do that.
There you go. Now, again, the Rams now 8-6, currently in first place in the NFC West. Still some miles to go to clinch that division crown. They're at the Jets this week. Then they're home against the Cardinals on primetime on NFL Network. I will be at the mic calling that game with Kurt Warner, Jamie Erdahl on the sidelines, 8 Eastern time, primetime in week 17. And then they're home against the Seahawks to wrap things up, and that could be the final game of the year because that could be for the division or not. We're all also looking at Lions-Vikings as potential that final game, right?
Mm-hmm.
But and it's also different from the Eric Weddle situation because, if I'm not mistaken, the Rams were down to either playing nobody or asking Aeneas Williams to come back, right? Like, weren't they down to, like, They got really banged up on that back end. And right now, you know, everything looks copacetic. That front seven is pretty stout. They can get after you. But this is Aaron Donald, right? So I kind of threw out there, was it Monday? When did I say this? Again, listen, I have no idea if I'm being heard or not elsewhere, if other people have the same idea, but I threw out here, you know, maybe it's time to call Aaron Donald. Mm-hmm. Did I say that? Something like that? Maybe it's time to call 99? Was that Monday? At any rate, whatever. Friday.
It was last week
after they beat the 49ers on Thursday night to get themselves in a position of destiny control. Went out and they win the division. They're in the playoffs. Sean McVay was asked about this scenario in his media availability yesterday.
Gary, I have a really special relationship with Aaron. And if that was ever, you know, he has done so much and he put so much into everything. I would almost feel disrespectful reaching out to him just based on the principles and knowing him the way that I do. If that was something that he got interested in, you know, then that would obviously be something that you're always open to, but I almost feel like it would be disrespectful to broach that subject with him just based on our conversations and the clarity and, you know, the completedness that he felt like he had when he stepped away, when he did. And I don't think there's anything but positive vibes, and I don't think he could have any regrets based on the way he handled every single day of his career. And I know he's really happy doing the things that he's doing right now, and he stays up with what we're doing, and he still physically looks like he could go do some really special stuff on the field, but that wouldn't be something that would come up out of respect for him and our relationship.
Okay, in case anybody thinks that might be a sidestep right there, right? Like, why wouldn't you reach out to Aaron Donald, right?
Yeah.
Because it sure sounds like 99's got to lift the phone first. And truly, I understand who I'm going to compare Aaron Donald to, but another champion athlete in Los Angeles. Do you remember when I asked Kobe, thinking of coming back?
Yep.
And he took issue with the question.
Yes, he did.
As only Kobe could. Remember, he held up like 0% chance of doing it because he said he had turned the page. But it's also when you ask that question of somebody who's done, you're basically saying this is all you can do. So why wouldn't you keep doing it? So that's maybe, again, I haven't spoken to McVay or just picking up his answer of saying it would be disrespectful for him to ask it. That's what I thought of, right? I mean, to basically say to somebody, well, what else are you doing? What else can you do? You know what I mean?
That's the way to look at it.
Well, no, that could be, if somebody says, I'm done, I'm finished, my cup is full, this is the way I want it to end, and you're going to start knocking on the door and saying, you want to turn the machines back on? It is a tough thing to ask of somebody.
But Rich, Chris and Mike, how many times have you heard a retired player say that, like, how much they miss the game and wish that they could go right back out there. So it's worth an ask.
But the thing they don't miss is the grind,
the
right?
Getting ready.
They love the playing. They love the camaraderie, yeah. Right? So basically you could say, hey, you took 18 weeks off.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Aaron Donald's 33. I'm sure he's fine.
And again, I am sure.
And he is shape.
Not. I'm sure he's not.
Looking like
put on the LBs.
Looking like Soto in that Dr. Mets.
Nice, yeah. That's the way I kind of took it. It's just like you can't just if somebody's completed and they're happy and they're gone about their business and they have turned the page mentally and the family's also turned the page and you also know what it takes out of that person mentally and physically and emotionally to just go up and say, hey, you know, we made the playoffs. You know, Saquon kept running right over us. We might have to, you know, tackle him the next time, a little better chance of us doing that would be with 99 in the program. And, you know, you're number one in my heart still. It's a tough thing to ask. But,
so can I ask you this, Rich?
But the phone works both ways.
True. What if at the end of this season, someone inevitably asks Aaron Donald, would you have returned? And he goes, well,
they didn't call.
Possibly, but no one tried reaching out.
This is a dance. This is a dance. That I'm, by the way, I'm happy to be the conduit. If no, I'm just kidding. In all seriousness, though, it's a tough ask. If he's thinking about it, and plus, you can't sit there and say, oh, this thing's done. This thing's far from done. I mean, Rams have got to go to New York before two home games against division opponents to wrap this thing up. But it's just interesting food for thought, and it's being asked right there. Unbelievable, right? So all good in our hood talking about all this stuff. I'm just wondering if the same way in Los Angeles up the road. Life insurance, you know you need it, but maybe you think you can't afford it. It's too complicated. You don't want to deal with medical exams. That's all changed with Ethos. You just go online with Ethos, answer a few simple health questions in as little as 10 minutes. You can get up to $2 million in term life coverage with plans starting around $2 a day. No doctor's visits, no complicated forms, all online. Do not let the unexpected leave your family without the financial security they need. Get your free quote at tryethos.com. That's TryEthos.com. That wraps up this Tuesday edition. We'll have some fun on Wednesday. We'll set that up on Roku in a sec.
My World with Jeff Jarrett takes wrestling fans behind the scenes, along with King of the Mountain, Conrad Thompson.
I wanted to ask you about what you know, if anything, on the new WWE ID program, where they're apparently going to be working with some independent wrestlers.
My encouragement to any independent wrestler out there, build your value and then understand your value, and then you create your own leverage. There's no substitute for hard work and getting over.
My World with Jeff Jarrett, wherever you listen.